Emergency transmission on hyperspace subbeam, Avon announced as Blake walked in. It was typical of Avon not to bother with any kind of greeting or preamble. There was no more chance of a good morning from Avon than there was from the Liberator's computer Zen. Encrypted? Blake asked. Fully, Avon replied. There was no one else on the flight deck. The lighting was still dim, so it was probably too early for the others. They'd all agreed to get some rest after their recent adventures. Apart from Avon, of course. Don't you ever sleep? Asked Blake testily. Not if I can help it, Avon said. His tone was dismissive, but hinted at a deeper meaning. Not for the first time, Blake wondered what private demons might haunt Avon's more unguarded moments. He knew he would never find out what they were. Avon made sure he never had any unguarded moments. All right. Blake sank down into the curved lounge seat at the front of the flight deck. It wasn't much more comfortable than his bunk. What's the transmission about? You. Blake turned around. Me? Someone with your ego shouldn't act so surprised, surely. Perhaps, said Blake evenly, my ego isn't as big as you think. We'll see, replied Avon. Just put it on the forward viewer, ordered Blake. The forward viewer opened with a pulse of green light, and Blake found himself looking at himself. Is this a joke? Blake asked, glancing around the flight deck for Villa. But there was no one else in sight, and Avon was not a man given to practical jokes. Blake stared at the viewer. The man was definitely him. There were a few differences. The clothes, for a start. The Blake on the screen was wearing some kind of light tan-coloured tunic with white sleeves that he had never seen before. The other differences were minor, more subtle. The man on the viewer looked older than Blake, and there was a strange darkness around the eyes that Blake found disconcerting. That's me, Blake said at last, completely at a loss on how to respond. Your ability to state the obvious continues to inspire, Avon said. Would you like to hear what you have to say? Yes. Again, no surprise there. Avon touched a control, and the transmission began. The Blake on screen moved slightly towards the camera as he spoke. I'm sending this message from a secret location. There's a subspace coding attached to the signal which your computers should be able to translate. I need your help. We need your help. I can't say anything more until we meet, because it's not safe for either of us. Come as quickly as you can. I don't have long. Avon touched the control again, and the image froze. Is that it? Blake asked. That's it. Seems I'm a man of few words. If only. Blake sat forward, unwittingly mimicking the posture of his other self on the viewer. I wonder who we are. Avon smiled humorlessly. Philosophy, Blake? No, I didn't mean that. He said, I said, we need your help. Blake pondered the words. Who does he mean? Avon said, of all the questions that arise from this message, that surely is the least important. You would think that, Blake said. All right, what do you think are the most important questions? Avon ticked them off on his fingers. 1. Who is that person in the message? 2. Where has the transmission come from? 3. In what way does it endanger us? You think it will? As it clearly involves you, almost certainly, and you did say it's not safe. Avon pointed a finger at the man on the viewer. If that is you. Blake stared at the screen for a few more seconds. Let's see what the others think.